Joining us this morning, what a pleasure. We have Miss Hannah Taylor, the Wisconsin State FFA state reporter from Section 6. Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
I am doing well this morning. Thank you.
Hannah, I understand that FFA week is just around the corner.
Yes, it is. It starts this Saturday on February 18th and goes all the way till February 25th.
Wow. Now, what kinds of things, you know, what is FFA week? What are we doing?
FFA week is a week-long celebration for students to recognize the achievements that they've had and celebrate what's going on in FFA and everything that's happening throughout the year.
I understand. So we're more or less, we're celebrating education, and we're not doing it just here in Wisconsin. We're doing it everywhere, aren't we?
Exactly. This is a national event. It's been declared National FFA Week, and National has been organizing multiple events to bring students together from across the country and have them participate in things in their own chapters, but at the same time, everyone is working together and to make this an event all across the country.
FFA is a pretty big deal here in Wisconsin, isn't it?
It is. We have over 20,000 members just in Wisconsin.
20,000 members in Wisconsin. That's got to be one of the largest youth groups there is.
It really is. It's very impressive to see all of the FFA members come together and experience all the opportunities together.
Maybe you could tell us, you know, what are some examples of what some FFA chapters will be doing to celebrate?
A lot of what FFA chapters are doing is giving back to the community. That's a big part of FFA Week. So we have a ton of community service projects that are going on to either raise money or raise awareness for projects that FFA members think are important. And there's also just some fun activities and assemblies going on in their schools so that they can advocate for FFA and for agriculture and tell the rest of their schools all about what's going on.
Hannah, that is a tremendous responsibility that you have, advocating and telling the story of agriculture. But you know what's pretty cool is you go across the country and you're wearing a blue jacket, you right away have just a little bit more respect from people that don't even know you.
Exactly. That blue jacket, the blue corduroy jacket, is very iconic and definitely tells people what you're supporting and how many people have your back.
That's pretty fantastic. Hannah, why don't you tell us about your FFA experience or your FFA career?
Well, I was in FFA since I was in eighth grade, and it was something that my parents grew up doing, and so I always knew that I was going to be in FFA. Started in eighth grade, went all the way through my high school, just participating in as many activities as I could. And eventually, after I graduated, I applied to be a state FFA officer. And so now I've gotten to spend the year traveling around the state, getting to know FFA members and encouraging them in their own FFA journeys. So it's been a pleasure to serve FFA this year, and I'm very excited for everything that I've gotten to do this year.
Well, Hannah, you'll have to tell us, what's the biggest or what's the most memorable experience that you've had thus far as an FFA officer?
I think the most memorable for me was putting on a workshop early on in the year. And I put on the same workshop about 20 times. And so after a while, it was the same workshop over and over again. Got about halfway through putting on the workshop, and a member, as she left, she kind of mentioned, "Wow, I feel so important now." And that, just hearing that and hearing that impact that I was having, it really just made my day to know that all the work that I've been putting in is going to good use for these FFA members.
Hannah, you're going to have to tell us, what is your own FFA chapter doing to celebrate FFA Week?
Oh, wow. My FFA chapter has some pretty awesome things going on in Poinet. Something I heard about, they're doing a Kiss a Pig contest or a fundraiser where students get to nominate teachers and pay money to vote which teacher in their school is going to have to kiss a pig. So I'm very excited to see which teacher those students decide to make kiss a pig. And then they've also got their annual traditional community FFA breakfast where they cook breakfast for the teachers in the community and invite them to come in and share some really good food and, of course, lots of bacon.
Bacon is meat candy. Tell us, what are you most looking forward to as your, excuse me, what are you most looking forward to as your time as state FFA reporter carries on?
Right now we are preparing for our state FFA convention, which is a huge FFA event coming up in June, and a lot of work goes into it. Something that I've loved attending as an FFA member, and now I get to plan it and run conventions, so I'm really looking forward to getting to participate in that.
What's the FFA officer team going to be doing this year to celebrate FFA Week?
Well, we are meeting up this weekend for FFA Farm Forum, and it just happens that FFA Week starts while we're together, so we'll be doing a few things to kick off the week together, and then as we go our separate ways, we will stay connected and represent FFA in our own respective districts, as well as kind of bring everything together through social media, because technology now has us able to share what we're doing. So we're hoping to really promote the importance of FFA across the entire state through social media.
Well, if we want to follow along, where do we follow you guys, and where do we follow FFA Week at online?
Yes, so the state FFA Facebook page, Wisconsin Association of FFA, will be following the entire state of FFA Week, and there's also Wisconsin Association of FFA is also on Twitter and Instagram. One last thing I want to say is that Friday is National Wear Blue Day. So the Friday of FFA Week, that is February 24th, National Wear Blue Day, to support the agricultural education and FFA.
You heard it there, gang. Friday the 24th is National Wear Blue Day to show your support of a great organization, FFA.